This is Tara Devlin, a.k.a. Taradactyl from RepublicanDirtyTricks.com on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. And this is my two-minute tirade.
The pre-ACA American healthcare system that Republicans just voted to reinstate was twice as expensive as the next most expensive system. Bankrupted millions, killed thousands, left millions out, and consistently ranked last or next to last in all positive measures. But it made a few people very rich. So that's the system Republicans are inflicting on us again. Just enjoy living in a country where someone can be inflicted with the type of elephantitis lymphedema only seen in so-called third world countries because he can't afford to see a doctor. Yeah, that's true. An American man living in Las Vegas named Wesley Warren Jr., pre-ACA, had no insurance and also elephantitis of the scrotum. He tried to raise money to have it removed, but he only got $2,000. You know, sort of like a Republican health savings plan, which is nothing but an excuse to give more money to banks while placating you with false security. So his scrotum grew to 132 pounds, which is rather exceptional for a scrotum, I must admit. It kind of makes sense that he's an American. Well, like Republicans predict, the free market stepped in, not to heal the man, but to create a reality TV show called The Man with the 132 Pound Scrotum. So it's like a win-win. Corporations get to profit on our misery some more, and we get a reality TV show to distract us from the lumps on our bodies that we can't afford to see a doctor about because we can't take a day off of work because we can't lose the employer-sponsored insurance. So thanks, Republicans, for teaching us the dignity of working with a cancer diagnosis and making America exceptional again. Exceptionally sick. This is Tara Devlin from RepublicanDirtyTricks.com. Go there and find links to my Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram communities and keep listening for 2-Minute Tirades on demand on the Progressive Voices app or on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn. We stick together, we win.